Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure you share these broadcasts. We have a lot of people to wake up, and we have a major, major scandal to alert you to. And also, your congressional representative has been alerted to this too. Our guest will be John Cruz. We'll join John in just a moment. But first, let me let you know we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Good time to invest. Gold's up 48% over a year ago, making it the number one investment. But the thing I like about it is they can take your retirement out of the bank and put it under your control and back it with precious metals. Now, why would you do that? Because under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they can take your money. You are now considered to be an unsecured creditor. It's the law. Not many people know about it. You can look it up. Dodd-Frank 2010. Noble Gold can help you avert catastrophe. Get a hold of them. Talk to them. They will not push you to do anything. Just call and ask questions. How can you help me? And they'll start with your retirement and they'll work down to your bank account. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Now, our guest, John Cruz, it's a former member of the banking industry. I first met John when I discovered what he was doing with HSBC Bank as a former senior VP. He uncovered massive money laundering. It ended up in Loretta Lynch's lap, and she couldn't escape doing what she needed to do, but she really lowballed it and pursued the lesser of all offenses against HSBC. And John moved on to the insurance industry. And it seems like scandals follow him through no fault of his own. And we got another one to talk about. And this is a doozy. John's been on our show, I think if my count's right, five times in the last 12 years. And this is going to be a bombshell. John, welcome to the show. I know we had great difficulty connecting, but I think we're on solid ground now.
Yes, Dave, how are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm great, and it's great to have you on, John. You're truly a hero, and I don't mean this facetiously. I'm glad you're standing upright because you've taken on some very powerful people. I briefly mentioned the HSBC situation, and I think that really prepped you to see fraud when you see it. You want to take us into what you're into now and what your concerns are?
My concerns are the public's data, the public's personal information. It is being sold for profit. It's being sold for gift cards. And this information isn't just being used in America, it's sold and used to anyone, anywhere. I'm involved in lawsuits with Allstate Insurance. And I don't know if you know, Allstate's are also involved, the Attorney General in Texas, the Attorney General in New York. For data breaches, selling for profit, the American public's personal data, hacking your cell phones, IP addresses, selling your personal information, personal data, all linked to anyone. And I just went through one lawsuit with them, and every representative Allstate admitted to it. They sell for profit, they refer, they share. They don't want to say sell, but when you refer and you share, personal data information of you, your children, your spouse, your family, your friends, to anyone. I would believe it's a crime.
Yeah, this is amazing, but let me go back in my memory. When I first became involved in Facebook, I had some real concerns. There was a court case, and if memory serves me right, it was in California, and people were suing over Facebook selling their data, and they made the point in court that it was their personal data, not Facebook's, to use. But the courts unfortunately came down and sided with Facebook and said it was public domain information. Does that in any way relate to what you're talking about?
Well, I don't know exactly everything about that case. What I do know in this case, it has to do with your name, your date of birth, your driver's license number, your social security number, your credit. Everything about you personally can be shared, referred, transferred to anyone. for profit, for gift cards, and you're not keeping records of who you're selling to, how much you're selling to. You're not keeping any records whatsoever, but the records are out there. I know where they are. I mean, when you're selling and you're receiving gift cards or you're selling, receiving, making profit, just follow the money trail. It's very easily, and this is being done all across the country.
Okay, let's walk through the process just in case someone is saying I'm having trouble tracking this. All right, so Allstate has your personal information. How does this end up on a gift card and who's distributing the gift card and to whom in general?
Okay. So you're an Allstate representative. You have customers. You have the public's personal data, personal information of you, of you. Let's say I have you. I can get your wife's. I can get your children's names, social data, birth, and all. And I can't sell your product, or you just don't want a product, or it's just there. I turn around and call up Mr. L and say, hey, I have this personal information for these people. Do you want it? Sure. Well, how do I get my gift cards? If I send this information to you electronically, email, phone, fax, how do I get my gift cards? Well, just go on Amazon.com, get your gift cards, or go to a national gift card website, type in your email, you'll be all set up with the gift cards, and we'll send them to you in the mail. We'll email them to you. You know, done through the mail, it's mail fraud. Not reporting the income for tax purposes, income tax, is tax fraud. Evasion of taxes. Using the internet to transfer public information. Even if you're doing it legally and using unsecured service, now that information is on the black web for anyone to use. I mean, could you imagine an individual having access to congressmen, to law enforcement, to our military, giving them an insurance quote, and then taking that personal information for that person or anyone out there and selling it for profit? For gift cards, it just doesn't, nothing appears right at all. You imagine
Okay.
if I get your information and I go ahead and create my own driver's license, authenticated driver's license, or have somebody do it in another country, and I start selling that information to somebody else. I now have your name, your driver's license, your address, and date of birth, and I've seen this being done right in the United States. People drive with someone else's information on the driver's license, but it's their photo on the driver's license, and the license is authenticated
What would be the purpose behind this?
to evade law enforcement, to evade ICE, to evade the DOJ, to use in Social Security, to create credit profiles. It's endless of what you can. I can go to a car dealership with that driver's license now, buy a car. Use your credit profile, get the information, take that car, sell it. It's not me, really. It's some other person. I'm using their identity. There's so much you can do with that identity.
Does this go on new or existing driver's licenses?
This can go on both.
Okay.
If
So you,
you're
yeah.
created, if someone can create an authenticated driver's license, I mean, I'm sure there's national databases and all, but not everybody checks it, but then when you go on it, you have a driver's license, and you want to go get credit and everything. They don't have access to national database. They just run the driver's license. They don't see your picture on a driver's license at a bank. They don't see your picture anywhere you're using it. Home Depot, use it. Bank, go ahead and use it. Open bank accounts. Use it for working. Use it to go to the Social Security Administration. Get a retirement. Do what you want with it. You're pretending falsely that you are that person on paper, but you just attached your photo to that and had it created a authenticated ID.
And this information goes out on a gift card. Okay.
Now, it doesn't go on a gift card. The gift
Okay.
card is a form of payment. The gift card, you go on after you've transferred that personal information, you get the information and you transfer all the identity to the person and you receive the gift card and do what you want.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's part ID identification and identity theft. And it can be either or both.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. I'm having trouble connecting the gift card part of it.
The gift card is a form of payment. Transferring that property, which is personal identity, to another entity, and you're being receiving a payment of a gift card.
Oh
And
my.
you're receiving it through the mail, you're receiving it online, but you're receiving it as a payment. It doesn't link it to the person you're receiving the transaction for. That's
Okay.
the part of concealing it.
So it's your position that Allstate is behind the gift card and the transfer of identity based on files that they have on hand.
Based on them having access to public data, they
Yeah.
have access to millions and millions. I mean, look in Texas, over 45 million Americans' personal data was sold. Now, there are not 45 million Americans in Texas. There are not 45
Oh
million
boy. Okay.
American drivers or household members that own houses in Texas. So this is not just Texas. This is national.
Got it. I got it. So I don't know how many people reside in Texas, but let's say for the sake of argument, it's 20 million. 20,
It's
let's
approximately 30.
to 30 million.
Yes.
Okay. So they sold how many identities in Texas?
Over 45 million.
So they just fabricated 10 fake IDs, 10 million fake IDs. Okay. Let me take this to another step. To me, the reason that this has been ignored, is because we're coming out of a Democratic administration and they want as many fake illegal alien voters as possible. Am I in the neighborhood on that assumption?
That's what has been stated out there. There
Oh.
have been many individuals collecting Social Security that don't exist.
Well, we found that in USAID. That's true. That's very
Yes.
true. But my goodness gracious here. So let me tell you what, we had a case here in Arizona, and I don't know if it's related, but I bet it is. Some person was arrested by local authorities, and they were an illegal alien, and they were in full possession of a social security card that was obtained using someone else's ID information.
Yes.
I bet this is exactly what you're talking about. Okay. That makes sense. I'll tell you, it's funny, John. I thought this was a big story. It was in the mainstream media for 2 days and then not another word.
Correct.
Does that surprise you?
Not what we had in administration, not at all.
No, it's amazing. Now, you said that some attorney generals are involved. Can you talk about who they are and what their level of involvement is?
The Attorney General in New York filed a lawsuit against Allstate Insurance Company for data breaches, not protecting identity. And we have not seen the full scale of the lawsuit as far as the complaint of what's involved. The Attorney General in Texas has filed a lawsuit against Allstate and Erisity, creating programs, applications for your cell phone that track you, monitor you, your driving habits, where you're going, what you're doing, and it's all linked to your personal data, personal information, and selling it to other insurance companies, to other entities, to whom of all they're selling to, we have not found out yet. It has not been all disclosed as of yet.
It almost reminds me like if you and I were having a discussion in the same room and we had some kind of electronic device around us and we mentioned, well, yeah, going to Hawaii would be a great vacation. And for the next week, we both get advertisements to go on vacation to Hawaii. That's what I suspect part of this is.
It's part of that. It's also part of tracking you where you're going. You're driving down a road. Oh, and you're looking for something to eat. Next thing you know is you're getting texts and emails and alerts of everything around you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what comes to mind, and I don't know if I'm right, but vehicle mileage tax. In other words, you would have your insurance rates determined by how many miles you're driving. Does that relate to this at all?
It could. It might, I don't know, but what I'm talking about is is your personal identity, your personal data of your name, your social, your driver's license, your date of birth,
I
your
got that.
children, your family, using that if that information does not have to do with your mileage. That has nothing to do with your driving habits. Referring and sharing your personal data, your personal information, your social security number to anyone, not keeping records of who you're sharing it with, and receiving funds for that transaction through all different means, including gift cards, and not keeping records, not reporting it to Department of Justice, not reporting it to US Treasury, not reporting it to DORA, not reporting to any government agency whatsoever. There are many criminal activities that can need to be looked at. I would request Pam Bondi get involved. The president, Donald Trump, needs to be involved. Christine Noemi, Tom Homan, they all need to be involved and investigate.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think this has a lot of utility to it. I do think marketing probably would be one of it, but I agree with you. The identity theft and criminal impersonation is huge. And let me go really dark on you here. You could basically set it up where someone could go in and have access to a bank account that's not really theirs, but it's theirs on that ID, and they could empty that bank account. They may even be able to transfer their home mortgage to a new identity. I mean, have you looked at those possibilities?
Oh yes, it's happening right now. People are losing their homes because they're transferring their deeds on their homes to other entities. They are look at the banking industry; it's being attacked through cyber crimes and all because they have access to your identity. Once you refer and share someone's personal identity on servers that are not secured, it's open to everyone. And I've had testimony of individuals who purchased thousands upon thousands of identities from all state representatives that stated that information is all done through non-secured service. It's on the web.
Is now, if I'm understanding this correctly, Allstate is profiting from this venture.
All state representatives have profited quite well. All state in the lawsuits that are pending have It has stated that they're profiting because they are selling it for profit.
Okay, now is that for the corporation or the individual agent or both?
Both.
Okay, that makes sense the way you've described it. That's a huge concern. The voter ID potential fraud is a huge concern. Accessing Social Security benefits and other benefits is a huge concern under fake ID. This is absolutely incredible. Let's go back in time. Okay, you were an agent for Allstate. Can you tell us how you became aware of this?
I became aware of this many years ago when my manager, Miss Lynch, told me that if I can't sell the product, or if they don't want the product because the price is too high on a product and I want to make money, I can sell it outside of Allstate to anyone. And she gave me names of individuals that would buy them for gift cards.
You know, there's the case right now of this guy who's MS-13, been declared to be a terrorist because of his membership in the group. He was deported to El Salvador, and the Democrats are losing their lunch over this. But if he had access to this, he could have erased his past, couldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is going to allow people to erase their past. John, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm familiar with the RICO statutes. This is RICO. If what you're saying is accurate, could be proven in court. These are RICO activities because it crosses state lines. Okay. It potentially involves mortgages and banks. This makes it a federal crime. You sent me an email saying that you had notified the members of Congress about this. Have you received any feedback?
I was notified by a congressman, and I responded back, and he wants to meet with me. His aides want to talk to me. in Washington.
Okay, obviously you don't want to divulge the name by the way you answer my question, but let
That
me
is
ask you
true.
this. Is it Republican or Democrat? Because it makes a difference.
Republican.
Okay. Because a Democrat could be sizing you up to see what you really know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's why I asked the question. Okay, so now you live in Colorado.
Yes.
Okay. You got about as much chance of getting your authorities in Colorado to look into this is a snowball not melting in hell. I mean, it's you have no chance at all.
I tried, and I was told point blank by an attorney for the higher ups in Colorado that I needed to take this outside Colorado. I would not get anywhere in Colorado.
Yeah, well, you won't. I mean, let's just look at when the TDA gang became exposed in Aurora, which was my hometown, and I have relatives that live there. This was underreported in the media, according to them. But you had the mayor, the chief of police, the mayor of Denver, which, well, I don't know why he was involved, and the governor, Polis. They were all denying the seriousness of the TDA takeovers of apartment buildings. So they're in league with organized crime. That's your answer. That's why they won't help you.
Yes, I know that.
And these are the people that would benefit from a fake ID.
Oh, yes.
Wow. When this goes out, our podcast, you and I better have good security. Do you think, in your mind, are any other entities allegedly involved besides your former employer? Allstate.
There were many entities out there that would love to sell our identities, use it against us any way they can. It's just amazing how this country just allows things to happen the way they happen. Our own government. The security in place for Americans is not there. The politicians are not there. I mean, there is so much wrong being done. So, to answer your question, are there entities out there that truly do things like this? Yes, you just, I will want Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
How about other insurance companies? How about the medical field? I mean, why is it you have to go to the doctor and they ask you your social security number? Why is it you go to Home Depot and they scan your driver's license in? But you don't need it for voting in a lot of states. It just doesn't make sense. Why is it someone takes your identity and you ask them for theirs and they say, we don't have to give it to you? If someone's taking your identity, they should be turning over their identity.
Wow. You know, John, it just hit me like a ton of bricks when you were talking about this. A federal court judge illegally, and this is going to get overturned to the Supreme Court, said that Trump could not have voter ID provisions. Okay. But I think the other side that wants all these fake voters so the Democrats can retain office, I think this is their stalling tactic with the judges, but more importantly, they know this reform is coming because this district court judge cannot stop Congress or Trump from enacting voter ID regulations because they exist on the airlines, they exist to get a driver's license. They're not going to stop it. So this is their answer, isn't it? This is how they're going to bypass these regulations, is just create fake IDs for illegal aliens.
Course. Well, they're creating in the Democratic states, a lot of states, they're creating these driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Why is it that these illegal aliens couldn't come here with their own driver's license and drive with it? Why is it couldn't they use their own identity? But no, we have to create identities for them. And what identities are we creating for them?
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. So let's walk back through the mechanics again just for a second. Okay. So someone's an Allstate agent and they're on the phone with a potential client. What do they do with regard to these gift cards? Walk us through the mechanics of what actually happens.
You receive an individual's personal information, the name, the address, date of birth, all their personal information.
Okay.
You try to sell a product to them. The price is too high, or it's not what they want. They're gone. You still have their personal data.
Got it.
So you want to make extra money. Your representative. Allstate allows you to email, phone, or fax, electronic communication, that personal data to anyone you want for profit, for gift card. So you do that. Whoever you're sharing that information with emails you back to go on certain sites or mails you gift cards. Simple as that. Once that information is put on the email, phones, or fax, it is sent to unsecured internet, unsecured anywhere. You don't know who else is looking over you. You don't know where else it's going. It's just being emailed. They don't have safeguards, red flags, nothing in place to prevent this. And there are laws that out there state they must have safeguards to prevent things like this from happening, but they don't follow it.
I think it's probably difficult to enforce as well. Now this is crazy. I wondered why when Biden was admitting all these illegals, but they'd make sure they gave him cell phones. Would the cell phones possibly be a point of contact for an Allstate agent trying to sell an identity to them?
These cell phones are a point of contact for anyone that our government would want to contact them. They have all the cell phones. They know
That
every
was, yeah.
person who has those cell phone numbers is an illegal, a migrant, and they have the contact information for every one of them. So anyone, they can take the information and give it to anyone to contact them. It's just mind-boggling how you refer this to a cell phone, and that's a total contact to that person to give them anything they want for knowledge, for identity, for anything.
Man, that's I'm still in shock.
I'll
By the
tell you
way,
a better one.
okay.
A congressman I was contacted by aides wants to discuss how there are 355 approximately thousand undocumented children in this country being could be used as sex slaves, human traffic, can be used for anything.
Correct.
How are they getting identities? Legal identities. Well, I wouldn't say legal, but they're getting identities of other people so they can be transported around the country. I mean, where is the number one human trafficking spot in America? It's in Colorado. From what I heard, it's right there in Colorado, your main hub of all the main highways.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this is true replacement theory. Replacement theory was a term that came up with regard to illegal immigration. I think it was mildly accurate, not 100%, but people coming in to replace the people that are here. And it was interesting. I'll go conspiratorial for a second. I even talked to a nurse yesterday about this who was seeing me for something, and she admitted, she goes, the shots were poison from COVID. They greatly increased the death rate. Our death rate is, our life expectancy, John, is down over 3.5 years. But it was all indigenous citizens, us, that had to take these shots in many cases to keep our jobs or go to school. But the illegal aliens never had to take them. So as their population rises and their fertility rates 5.1 for a family, the Native Americans here, I'm talking about people that are born here, is 1.6. So in a generation, you're going to have a replacement just based on that figure alone. But then you have declining population because of the clot shot long-term effects. And this population that came in illegally never had to take it. And now you're giving the identities to supplant Americans that are declining in number. I mean, I know some people are going to listen to this, and then I'm going to say, go back and listen to this, people. Put this on paper and see if it now doesn't logically make sense. This is all part of, I think, of the same plot for replacement theory. And John, I used to reject replacement theory, but I've seen too many examples of it.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing. And one other place I've seen replacement is in the AI field. What was brought to my attention by someone who was an AI whistleblower, and they signed a petition and went to Biden and they were ignored. But they said the entry level for robot injection into our workforce is happening at the skilled level, not the unskilled level, in much greater numbers. Well, when you're an illegal alien, you come in with a third grade education. What are you working as? Unskilled labor.
Yes.
I didn't sit down and think of this last night. This is the revelation I'm getting from you in this interview, where I'm starting to connect the dots. I want to walk back in time, though, about your discovery, because your HSBC story was how you found this out was incredible. But I want you to walk us through. Okay, you're working for Allstate. How did you discover this was basically organized crime and identity theft?
Working in the industry with Allstate, working with all the agents and finding out how they're doing it and being offered to do it with them, knowing it was a crime based on my prior work at HSBC Bank and money laundering through gift cards coming across the border for drugs and all. It just was living the life again, being at HSBC Bank, saying, $25 gift cards? Nobody wants to follow a $25 gift card. You got 1,000 of them, you got 1 million of them, you got 100 million of them. Oh, it's nothing. You don't report it to any government agency. But the difference was not handing the gift cards over, but tracking them through the gift card companies through allstates.com. I mean, you go on an Amazon log and it's allstate.com, allstate.com. Person's name, Allstate.com. Another agent's name, Allstate.com. How many gift cards? Oh, this guy just got 2,500 gift cards in 1 week.
Oh my gosh.
That's 100 identities in 1 week. Just one representative from Allstate.
It's
You
a
got
fake.
10,000 doing this. Yeah, that's quite a bit of identity disappearing.
Unbelievable. This is a fake. You're just described. Someone who got 2,500 of these is a fake ID coyote. You know what I'm talking about with the coyotes that bring people illegally across the border?
Yes.
This is what I'm referencing here. This is a fake ID coyote. If you're doing 2,500,
Well, you're making $2,500 a week. That's 100 times four. It's 400. You're doing that years? It's just unfathomable. That's just from just showing one person. Now you want to start showing 1,000 representatives, 5,000, 10,000 representatives? It could be just crazy. And now the second part is, why isn't anyone reporting this income either way? To the, on your tax returns? Why aren't there any records? I mean, this is a insurance brokerage on Wall Street. You have record laws. Any transactions must be reported to Wall Street. Why are they still in business? You have all these lawsuits, attorney generals against them. Why are they just paying fines? Why are they still in business? Why aren't we shutting them down? I mean, there's many other ways to control the insurance industry. Why we have these big monopolies just controlling us? Why aren't we just breaking them up, controlling them, monitoring them, and move forward in our lives to a better life?
I'm reflecting back to when you brought me the HSBC information, and I did some related research over the next year or two. And here's what I found. And I'm going to answer your question through the back door. I found Hillary Clinton using HSBC to money launder for her illegal activities to the Clinton Foundation, and her chief agent was future FBI director James Comey.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's a half answer. The other half of the answer is this. You're going to find involved in this venture a Hillary Clinton or a James Comey type. This is what you're going to just, I mean, I guarantee you, because this is the pattern.
I'm not the one who wants to find it. I'm the one who wants our U.S. government to find it. I want Pam Bondi to find it. I want Naomi, Christine Naomi, Tom Holman, Donald Trump to find it. Have them investigate it, go do it. I don't have the resources to go through it. I don't have the computer equipment, any access to it. Why aren't they investigating? I would like them to investigate.
Well, I found the HSBC connections, and it was all through what was going on in London with
Yes,
HSBC. It wasn't,
correct.
I mean, you were working out of New York. It wasn't where you were at. It was in London. And I just kind of followed the money trail, and that's where it ended up. But, I'm going to, I'm going to say something that you and the listeners are not going to like. If you know this, and now I know this because of you, the Trump administration officials know this. I guarantee there's no way they don't know this. There's no way. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm not making an excuse for Trump. Why isn't something happening? Because it should, because it potentially involves voter fraud and illegal immigration, fake ID obtaining. This is what would be one of Trump's hot buttons. So why would they be hesitating? Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're planning and down the road, they're gathering their ducks and this is going to come out. But if they don't do anything, John, I can tell you why. If Allstate's doing this, they ain't the lone coyote. I guarantee you, there's others doing this too, which is why I asked you the question earlier. And if it is so big, it involves so many Fortune 500 corporations, for example. Then, if you come in with an axe and start swinging, if you're the federal government, you're going to take down your economy and you're going to have political opposition beyond what you ever could have imagined. And so then you've got to weigh, is it worth taking this down or is it worth the economic destruction? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yes, exactly where you're going. But why not go in with law enforcement and get rid of all this corruption and the company still function, but under the US government, under the people? I mean, everybody's out there making profit. You got CEOs making millions and millions of dollars. You got everyone in there. And a corrupt company just like HSBC Bank. I mean, HSBC Bank, it cost them $2 billion, but it also cost them their stock market. Their branches in the US, their change they had to go through. I mean, I think their total they lost was like $700 billion. Could you imagine a company like Allstate losing $20 billion, $30 billion in value? They become insolvent. The government would have to take them over anyway.
It's a nightmare, though. The fines and then the restitution alone for the spin-off crimes that occur, for people that have their bank accounts and their homes stolen. I mean, the recompensation of all this would just be mind-boggling and probably would exceed the national income. This is a problem of monumental proportions. And I bet it's not just confined to the insurance industry. I mean, if what you're saying is 100% accurate, and I don't have any reason to doubt what you've said based on what I know, but it's not just insurance, John. It's going to be across the board. There's other ways they're doing this. I mean, just look at, okay, some social media maybe, but Facebook, they sell data. What's to keep them from doing this?
They're selling data, but are they selling your driver's license number? Are they selling your social security
Well,
number? Are they selling it and not reporting profits from it? Are the personal employees or representatives of Facebook, are they selling that personal information?
it's probably too late, but every American should refuse to give out their social security number unless they're dealing with a social security agency.
Oh yeah, we need a new system.
I mean, I'll just give you another example, okay? I'm a school employee, okay? Let's say I'm a high school counselor and I've got insurance through the XYZ Health Insurance Corporation, okay? And it's a company benefit to me. When I fill out my stuff, they have my social security number. What's to prevent school districts from doing this?
There's supposed to be laws in place protecting your identity. Anyone who sells your identity is violating crimes. Therefore, they need to be prosecuted. Why is it these big companies are not prosecuted just as an individual is prosecuted?
I
If you're going
agree.
to sit there and tell me that they get prosecuted and just pay a fine and nothing happens to anyone, then you're wasting your
There you
time
go.
in
There you
prosecuting.
go. And I'm going to tell you two things. One, if memory serves me correctly, when you were involved with HSBC and you finally went all the way as far as you could go to the top to Loretta Lynch, okay, and there were fines, I don't think anyone did perp walks from HSBC as a result of what you
No
whistleblowed on, right?
individual paid a fine, no individual went to jail. The only one who paid the fines were the shareholders.
How convenient. And the same thing will happen here. What about these companies like LifeLock that say they can protect you from identity theft. Can they protect against this?
Every company that does identity protection does it through the credit agencies. TransUnion, Equifax. I forgot. TransUnion, Equifax, and another one. But they're all using the same companies to do your identity protection. But if the credit agencies aren't protecting your identity, then you're at a loss.
Man, so this problem could be much broader and deeper than what any of us could imagine.
And if you want true identity protection for individuals, make it that the Social Security numbers are sealed. Make it that the DMV cannot give any information on a driver's license to electronically. I mean, insurance companies just get all the information they want. I mean, how is an insurance company knows there are 10 people in your house? How does an insurance company know it's their date of birth, their names, their driver's license, all their personal information, everyone in your house? Why is the DMV allowed to sell your personal data?
I didn't know the DMV could do that.
Didn't know who they do.
Aren't they as a part of the government?
Yes,
State.
they are. But still, when an insurance agent goes on and does a quote for you or does information on you, the insurance companies instantly get every person that's ever been at that address. Name, date of birth, driver's license. Where do they get it from? Credit agency, DMV.
You're right, and I'm going to tell you how I know you're right. Back in my early days of broadcasting, when I saw someone interesting like you and I wanted to track them down because I didn't have any contact information, okay, there are these services like Spokio or whatever they are, okay? And I used one for about 4 or 5 months. And what I found was when I would go in and I would try to find someone and they'd narrow it down. And they'd say, did they ever live in Spokane? Did they ever live in Billings, Montana? And you knew for a fact that they did based on what they said. And I'm thinking, they know where they've lived. They know their relatives. They know their friends. And they were all listed there. It's all part of the same database.
Yes. And
Holy.
where's that data coming from?
Oh
If the
my God.
insurance companies have access to the DMV, they have access to the credit agencies, they have access to everyone. And if they can take that personal data and use it to create a profit, and sell it, refer it, and share it for profit without your consent, we have a lot of trouble.
When I go back to the mechanics again with the gift card, can it be the gift card? Could it actually be driver's license and that they just put the person's picture on it? Is it that simple?
You're talking two different things. One, you're talking about a gift card, which is used as a payment.
I got that.
Second, the payment is used to receive personal data, personal information on an individual.
Okay, so two
Once
different.
the other side receives that personal data, personal information, what they do with it, the seller doesn't always know what's being done with it. Most of the time, they don't. So then anyone getting that personal information, personal data, can take that information and have a driver's license created, have a social security card created. They can create pay stubs. They can create a corporation. They can do that. They picture. You want to open a company. You want to get a new driver's license. You want to do lots of things in your life. You want to get money, so whatever way you can. Well, picture you not being you. You're actually someone else doing that, as if they were you.
Got it. There's something else related too, and I'm going to have to call my friend John Thaler. John was a former 30-year RICO investigator, as good as it gets. He's been on my show 3 times, and some of his work on fraud in government linked into Sinaloa cartel with Chinese backing and corrupt officials would be bought off. But let me tell you what he also said. I said to him, John, we have a couple of cases here in Arizona of voter fraud. It's an open and shut case. Open and shut. And I said, how do judges not rule that these people should pay a fine, reverse the election, and then a separate prosecution to send them to jail? And he said this. He said, it's called suits. The Netflix show Suits, where the main character, Mike Ross,
Yes,
had
I've seen
stuff
it.
implanted into a database that made him look like a lawyer. And he said, that happens in your state in Arizona. It's all part of the same fraudulent system. Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to tell you, my audience, listen to me, folks. Some of you I know, and it's not your fault. You're going to have cognitive dissonance when you hear this. I think I'm accepting of it because I have touched so many different levels of fraud that either are part of the same thing or related to in technology. And so for me, it's easy to understand how this has transpired. This is why I've asked the detailed questions. But I am telling you what John is saying here, I have seen it in many ways other than what he has described. This is amazing. Okay, so let's talk about you're working at Allstate and you discover the process. Was this a something that would be discussed in meetings on how to do this, like with agents and the broker or the owner of that particular outlet?
This was discussed, just individual representatives getting together on the side to talk about it. And with my trainer in her office, and the agents' offices, representatives in their offices.
So did you just have the reaction, hell no, that's wrong, I'm not going to do it, and I don't want to risk going to jail?
Exactly. I says, I already went through this with HSBC Bank, and if I see it or hear about it, I'm reporting it.
Wow. Okay. So from there, okay, you walk before 12 years ago, you walked me through the HSBC trail. Walk us through here, because I think I know your pattern. You tried to bring it to your supervisor. Then you went over their head. Then you went to legal authorities. Let's walk through that process. What did you do?
I went to my supervisors, authorities, and they threatened me many times over. They said I was a whistleblower, they'd get rid of me. I brought it to law enforcement. They refused to do anything with it. I filed complaints, I put it in law enforcement. They did nothing. I asked what status of my complaints did everything. I would never get anywhere to see what was the status of the complaint.
Did you go to place? Did you go to police or did you go to like district attorneys?
I went to police. I went to district attorneys. I went to the governor. I went to the attorney general. They would do nothing in this state.
Yeah, well, you live in Colorado. That's what I call them now. Colorado is now Comirado. And yes, I can say that because I grew up there. And it's as corrupt as California. Okay, so did you get threatened at any official level or they just ignore you?
They just ignored me.
Okay. So you went as high as the governor. Okay. At any point, did you go to, let's say, the SEC or the IRS?
I have filed complaints with the SEC, the IRS, and all, and I have received nothing.
When did you file the SEC complaint?
Oh, I don't even remember exactly now, but it was a while.
Was it last year?
Well, more a couple of years ago.
Okay. You need to do it again. And I'll tell you why, John. Gary Gensler is no longer there. And he was covering up, he covered up FTX fraud, with crypto. And
Yes.
that guy was raising $40 million for the Democratic Party. He covered that up. Now, Gensler's gone, and there's a new sheriff in town, and he's a pretty good guy. And I think it's worth you refiling this with him. I really do. And of course, if you had gone to Merrick Garland, you know how that would go.
Oh, not
Okay.
good at all.
Okay. But you got Pam Bondi. And I'm
Yes.
telling you, this is not a criticism, but she likes headlines. There could be no bigger headline than this.
That's what I want. I want someone also to go directly to Pam Bondi. I don't want a complaint in and they put under a table that she never sees it.
I have a contact that talks to the Trump people, and I can't say anymore, and I can't identify. But I'm just going to say this: I'm going to, by the end of this day, have that discussion with this person, and we'll see where this goes. Because just, and I'm going to tell him this: your credibility with me is really high, because everything you said about HSBC, I was able to verify and more when you went through that process. If
Yes.
anything, you understated how bad it was, and not by much, but I went out and found more, and you were right on the money, 100% accurate. And I have no reason to doubt that you're not accurate here. And I'm just wondering, are we going to get whistleblowers from other insurance agencies? And my gosh, banks got to be doing this too. I mean, would I be shocked if Wells Fargo is part of this? No, not at all. I don't know that they are, but I wouldn't be surprised. This is What is it about you, John, that attracts high criminality? It
I
just
have
seems
no
familiar.
idea. It's just that I will not be part of any scheme, any criminal activity, nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, I've even seen it in school districts. In one school district in particular, I worked in for a while, there was so much double dealing with school board members making money where they shouldn't be, taking bribes to bring in programs, that kind of thing. And I saw it because I was
Yes.
involved in some of the committee work when I was a young high school teacher. And I thought, oh man, but it's kind of like the human condition. But I think if this were known in its full entirety, what I said to you earlier, I think might even give Trump a second thought about taking it on because it's so massive it could destroy the country. My feeling is I don't care. But I will tell you this, and this is a negative towards Trump, and I have been saying this. Where are the perp walks with USAID? You've got bribery schemes, you've got money laundering schemes. Why hasn't there been someone perp walked big time in this? And the fact that they haven't done that means I wonder if they're too afraid to take the big leap. Just like we don't have more on Diddy, we don't have the Epstein list that was supposed to be published. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yes, a lot of cover-up.
Yeah, because if your third biggest Republican donor, speaking hypothetically, is in on this at some level, will your party even let you do this? I mean, that's, and I got to tell you, let me give you the Democratic side of it. They're corrupt from the very beginning with this. They have donors that are involved in this, I guarantee you. And
Oh,
here's why,
yes.
if you know anything about Act Blue, if you were a modest person and you made a $20 donation to Joe Biden, you probably made about a $500,000 donation because they used your identity to get other donations in your name.
Oh, yes.
And that's called Act Blue, and that's been fully exposed. And do you know what the Justice Department's doing about it? Nothing. Nothing. So I don't know. I'm hopeful that your efforts are going to see justice. Is there any way people can follow you and follow your work on this?
What I'm doing right now is you can read about it and you can go right on the federal lawsuits are taking place right now. Well, the one lawsuit which is closed but still online is federal case number 20-0-03139. There's a new lawsuit with Allstate right now trying to sue me for slander, which is, can't remember the case number, 2400933. Yes, but
If you'll
other
send
people are
me,
watching this and putting this online. They're going to savemepip.com to follow it.
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can you send me all that
Yes.
in an email and I'll post it to the website? And then if I have already put out this interview, I'll go back and reattach this interview to it. John, we're out of time here,
Yes.
and I'm amazed at how we've gone full circle from HSBC to this money laundering and identity theft scheme. It's absolutely incredible. But I
Yes.
appreciate you coming on. Let's stay in touch. Send me your data. And if you don't mind, I'm going to refer you out to a few people, friends of mine, for interviews.
Yes, I would love to be in front of Pam Bondi. Love to be in front of Trump.
We will
I
do
can
our
direct them to so much that's taking place.
best, my friend. The turning out the lights. I got to run. But let's stay
Yes.
in touch. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you.